It's time for the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now here's Ryan Wallace on the Golden Knights Radio Network.
Welcome in to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show as the Golden Knights defeat the Boston Bruins 4-3. Come from behind victory for the Vegas Golden Knights to improve to 33-17-6. To help us break this one down, we go back to the radio booth, bringing the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva. And you know what, Dan, when you look at this game, entertaining, check, fun, check, back and forth, absolutely. But what stood out to you?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, just how this team found a way to recover from the absence of Victor Olofsson. We chatted with Bruce Cassidy on the pregame show about how well they played in New Jersey, and you'd like to copy and paste that performance, and it just throws the whole plan into a tizzy when on the first shift for that line, first shift of the game, Olofsson is injured and has to exit. So now, rather than just going with what worked in New Jersey, you've got to sprinkle different people through and, you know, what you might have done to practice. That's all kind of jumbled. And, you know, they found a way. They gave up two in the first period, but they kind of found their way as the game went along. They got better. This felt, Ryan, like a game from earlier in this season where the Knights kind of couldn't quite get on the same track in the beginning, but they fought from behind and excelled, got better as the game went along. And, you know, now they, with a plus two in the third period, or plus 31 in the third period this year, that number kept creeping up and up and up. Beginning of the season and into December, and it has sort of kind of hung right around there for a while. Anyhow, I think that the fact that they figured that out and they showed a performance that was sort of a combination of stuff that they had done well, say, in December, and also what they have been doing well in recent games. They scored a couple of power play goals. They did not allow the Bruins to score on their lone power play. Again, other than the mistake that Samsonov made around his crease, and give the Bruins credit for forcing that mistake, the Knights managed to score four goals. They have not done that very often. I mentioned the game against the Florida Panthers. That was on Sunday the 26th. It's the last time that they've scored four. So a number of things, but to answer your question directly, Ryan, the fact that they lost one of their top line forwards the first shift of the game, and they still found a way to play their game.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's an excellent point, because we talked about it after the last game in New Jersey, that when they have the ability to roll four lines, they're able to shut things down. And I was impressed, really, with how the Golden Knights finished this game. Second and third period, the shot suppression machine was there, and they were excellent in that regard.
Yeah, again, and Noah Hanifin touched on it. You know, just a little bit of the communication around the net, below the goal line, and, you know, that those things, as, you know, the Bruins are, you know, playing a different style than perhaps the Golden Knights are accustomed to. And Bruce Cassidy said it, you know, as more time passes from his tenure here in Boston to now, it's not the same group. So they figure things out. You know, you certainly could see that extra juice in the step of Jack Eichel and Noah Hanifin playing with a lot of family and friends in attendance. And you could also sense that rather than thinking about the break as a distraction, it was, as much as anything, a propellant to excellent play for both of these teams. Both of these teams, I thought, played very well today. And both goaltenders were very good, too. This was just a really good hockey game. And somebody was going to be disappointed and perhaps even frustrated afterwards. You look forward to when these teams meet again, if it's anything like this one.
You know, you touched on Jack Eichel. Obviously, he has hit 50 assists, so tying the franchise record for most assists in a season, and there's a lot of runway left for Jack Eichel. But I mean, I guess the question is, and it's hard to really say because we get to see him night in and night out every single day, but what's impressed you most about Jack this season?
When Jack is producing offense, it takes nothing away from his defensive game. He is, on a night-in, night-out basis, among the most responsible 200-foot players we've seen. We've said that for so long about William Karlsson. You know, Jack has always been a smart player with high-end skill. Bruce Cassidy's mindset instilled in Jack has taken him just from a very good all-around player to an excellent all-around player. And so now you've got Selke candidacy, for anybody who's paying attention, plus the production. And you might see a night where he's, you know, taking over control of the puck and driving offense, but maybe the points don't come. More nights they have come, like two more helpers today. But regardless of that, he's just so reliable at the other end of the ice. There aren't as many statistics to quantify that. Sure, the plus-minus is there, and yes, he is right there with McNabb among the best plus-minus players on the team. And given the number of minutes that he plays, that is thoroughly impressive. You know, again, it's hard statistically to handle that, Ryan.
Yeah.
But to me, it's just that no matter what he's doing offensively, it takes nothing away. He's not sacrificing any defensive effort for what he does offensively.
And I'm going to extend the same question to Shai Theodore, who hit 40 assists on the season as a defenseman. Like, Shai, to me, there's more command of the power play, and he's a big reason why the Golden Knights' power play has been so successful. But what has impressed you most about Shai Theodore to this point?
Just seems to me his decision-making is more consistent. I mean, that the ability has always been there. Sometimes you'd wonder, you know, you have those hot streaks, but then when he would go cold offensively or make a mistake, you know, as he is locked in. I do wonder, considering the contract and the offseason and just, you know, things are just in place. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. It just seems to me that just did, you know, I don't know, 99% of the time, would it pick a number? Extremely high percentage of time, Shai is locked in at a percentage of time higher than ever before. And then the other thing is he's healthy. I mean, last year, I think it was 47 games that he played out of 82, and clearly he's already played more than that this year. So health is a factor, just the consistency. You know, you play with Braden McNabb, who's got the best plus-minus in the NHL right now. That certainly doesn't hurt. You know, all the injuries the last few years, you think about that, Ryan, and how these guys are playing with one another. It's been the same group of six guys for a long time now. It's been several weeks, so you count your blessings there, and I think that just has a carryover effect to the individual play.
All right, Dan, any final thoughts on this one before we turn our attention to a lengthy break and the Four Nations face-off?
Yeah, what are we going to do for 2 weeks? I mean, we'll be watching hockey. But, you get to continue hosting the show, Ryan. I hope not to get too rusty over the course of the next couple of weeks. We'll find out on the 22nd.
All right, great stuff as always, Dan. Enjoy your break, enjoy the time away, and we will chat February 22nd. It's a little ways away, but we will chat that day.
Yeah, 2 weeks from today. Thanks, Ryan. All the best.
That is the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva, as he helps us break down a 4-3 victory for the Vegas Golden Knights over the Boston Bruins. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
The Golden Knights scored in the first period today, so make sure you have the McDonald's app downloaded to redeem your free French fries of any size at your local McDonald's tomorrow. It's the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights defeat the Boston Bruins 4-3 in regulation. Two wins in a row for the Vegas Golden Knights for the first time since early January. Improved to 33-17-6. For 72 points, tied with the Edmonton Oilers for top spot in the Pacific Division. And the Golden Knights next in action Saturday, February 22nd, at home against the Vancouver Canucks. Obviously a break for the Four Nations faceoff. The postgame injury report is brought to you by UMC, the exclusive hospital of the Vegas Golden Knights. Victor Olofsson injured on the first shift of the game. 33 seconds in, blocked a shot, did not return. Upper body for Victor Olofsson. Obviously, the Golden Knights without Tanner Pearson, who's missed the last couple of games, upper body injury. And then no William Karlsson or Cole Schwint, both lower body injuries, both considered week to week. So that's the injury update for the Vegas Golden Knights coming out of this one and into the Four Nations faceoff break. Let's take a look at the highlights in this game. We go back to the first period, and the Bruins open the scoring 3 minutes into the game when Brad Marchand was left alone in front of the net.
And a steal for Boston in the offensive zone. Lindholm with Marchand and Coyle. And now it's the left out in front. Marchand scores. Marchand's 20th. And the Bruins strike. First shot of the game. Just over 3 minutes in. Boston in the lead.
20th goal of the year for Brad Marchand from Nikita Zadorov. 3:17 in the first period. Made it 1-0. Boston. Then Ilya Samsonov kept it a one-goal game with a diving glove save.
Zacha sends it ahead. Pasternak in. Pasternak feeds right a shot. Diving glove save! Samsonov, brilliant to his left.
Huge save there from Ilya Samsonov to keep the Golden Knights in this one, but the Bruins added to their lead just past the midway point of the period when a mad scramble in front of their own net led to a rocket from Nikita Zadorov.
Knocked to the outside, Zacha scores! Wild scramble, no one could settle, no one could clear. Finally, Zacha closing from the left point has his second point today. 2-0 Bruins with 6:11 to go.
Third goal of the year for Nikita Zadorov, unassisted. 13:49 of the first period made it 2-0 Boston. But the Golden Knights were able to cut the lead just under 2 minutes later on Mark Stone's power play goal.
Saad with two power play assists as a Blue. Theodore shoots from out high and scores. Top right corner, a redirect in front from Mark Stone. And the Knights strike on the power play. 2-1 Boston with 4:51 to go in the first period.
14th goal of the year for Mark Stone from Shea Theodore and Brandon Saad on the power play. 15:09 of the first period made it 2-1 Boston. So the Bruins would take that one goal lead into the second period and extended that lead with less than 5 minutes left in the second after a misplay from Ilya Samsonov led to a gimme for Morgan Geeky.
Now the Bruins have scored. Samsonov, a giveaway at the side of his net, tried to play the puck a couple times, did not do so cleanly. And Morgan Geeky finds an opening after he finds the loose puck. Boston leads 3-1.
17th goal of the year for Morgan Geeky from David Pastrnak. 15:07 in the second period made it 3-1 Boston, but the Golden Knights responded with 30 seconds left in the second period as Zach Whitecloud's slap shot from the point got through Jeremy Swayman.
Hanifin threw it across. Whitecloud winds up and shoots. Glove save. Swayman lost it. Puck at the line and is waved off. Signaling no, it did not go in, and then blew his whistle. Swayman made a glove save. Quick
after
review.
The puck did cross the goal line, therefore we have a good goal on the ice.
So now each goaltender has made a gaffe.
Yeah.
And we're back to a one-goal game. It's 3-2 Bruins with 33 seconds to go in the second period.
Fourth goal of the year for Zach Whitecloud from Noah Hanifin and Brett Howden. 19:26 of that second period made it 3-2 Boston. So the Bruins once again take a one-goal lead into the third period, and the Golden Knights pulled even 5 minutes into the third period when Pavel Dorofeev finished off an excellent play in transition.
Eichel works around one man to gain the center logo, up to the Blue, enters the zone with Theodore, got it to him, feeding right, a shot, score! The finish by Dorofeev, bottom of the right circle. The Knights finally score a beauty, and it's 3-3, 5 minutes into the third period.
23rd goal of the year for Pavel Dorofeev from Shea Theodore and Jack Eichel, 4:54, the third period tied the game at 3. But the Bruins thought they had regained the lead off a shot from the point, but the goal was waved off for goalie interference.
Jack loses the draw to Lindholm from the outside. Score! No, it's waved off. Waved off. Marchand celebrating. The referee says no goal. Samsonov got knocked on his keister and into the back of the net.
There's no goal on the play. The goaltender interferes by 63.
So Brad Marchand takes that goal off the board thanks to goalie interference. Then late in the game, the Golden Knights got a look on the power play and Pavel Dorofeev scored his second goal of the period. But the play was challenged successfully by the Bruins for goalie interference.
Eichel looking toward the net, feeds Stone, tries a slam dunk, now a shot, they score! Dorofeev from the right goal line, and Vegas has its first lead today. 4-3 Knights.
After video review, it was determined that there was goaltender interference.
No goal.
So both teams trade disallowed goals thanks to goalie interference in the middle stages of the third period. But with that Dorofeev goal coming off the board, the Golden Knights went back to work on the power play and did take the lead this time on Tomas Hertl's power play goal.
Eichel looking toward the middle. Eichel to the middle. Hertl shoots. He scores! With one left on the power play. No question about this one. Vegas on top 4-3. Hertl with the power play goal.
21st goal of the year for Tomas Hertl on the power play from Jack Eichel and Mark Stone at 18:50 of the third period. Gave the Golden Knights their first lead of the day, a 4-3 lead for the Vegas Golden Knights. And all that was left in this game was the final call.
Now it's Pietrangelo with 3 seconds to go. He'll kill the clock in the corner, and it's poked in at the horn. I don't know if it'll count, but it's a Vegas victory. The Knights score with triple zeros on the clock. 4-3 on the scoreboard here at the Garden. The Knights with a 3-goal comeback defeat the Boston Bruins and have back-to-back wins going into the Four Nations break.
There you have it, 4-3, the final. The Golden Knights defeat the Boston Bruins, win back-to-back games for the first time since early January, and leading into the Four Nations face-off. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Welcome back to the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights defeat the Boston Bruins 4-3. Vegas 33-17-6, 72 points on the year, tied with the Edmonton Oilers for top spot in the Pacific Division. The Golden Knights out of action for the next 2 weeks, return to action Saturday, February 22nd against the Vancouver Canucks at home. Four Nations face-off break in the National Hockey League. It has been a grind to get here. It is nice to have a little bit of a break. Text line is always open for you. We're going to take phone calls in just a little bit. Hold tight. I promise we'll get there. But the text line is your spot for instant reactions, hot takes, anything you want to get off your chest after a Golden Knights win or a loss, doesn't matter. The text line is always open for you, 702-876-1340. That's your spot for instant reaction. Steven says, sloppy start, but way to battle back. Team looked like the one back in December where even when we were down goals, we would come back. Glad we're heading into the break with some wins. Yeah, I agree. This was very reminiscent of the Vegas Golden Knights in the month of December. You can even throw in November. It didn't really matter. It didn't. What the score was in the game, you felt like the Golden Knights were never out of the game. And obviously things got difficult in January. The amount of games coupled with bounces, inconsistent play, it was a slog. It was really, really hard for the Golden Knights to find that consistency, for them to be able to string together wins. Like, it hadn't happened since early on in January. And now you've got back-to-back wins. And I would argue that outside of one period, that being the third period against the New York Rangers, I think the Golden Knights played well this entire road trip. Yes, they finished 2-2 on the road trip, 500. We'll take that. But I think they only had one poor period of play. I really do. You can disagree with me if you want to. That's totally fine. But, you know, the third period against the Rangers, the only one where you look back and say, okay, that the Golden Knights were not the better team. But beyond that, I thought they were better all three periods against the Islanders. Certainly better against the Devils. And I thought the first period today was pretty even. And then the Golden Knights turned it on the second, third period. Shot suppression machine. Really, really strong performance from Vegas. Taking a look at more texts coming in. Rita, good to hear from you, Rita. Though I want to hear from you in the extended postgame show with the phones. If you can, dial the number then. Saad looking like a strong pickup. Also, the new Bruins coach complains a lot over every penalty. Too whiny to be a Bruin. I'm with you on Saad. Like, to me, Brandon Saad is one of those players that the Golden Knights acquire in season, and everyone looks at it and says, okay, is that all they're going to do? Number one, I don't think it's all they're going to do. But number two, there's more speed left in the tank of Brandon Saad than I think a lot of people expected. He's a veteran player. He's a smart player. He's been in every single situation you can be in the National Hockey League. He's won the Stanley Cup twice. He's unfazed. And there's so much leadership that comes to and is brought to the table with Saad coming into the organization that it helps you get through these tough stretches. It's a huge pickup to me. And Brandon Saad has fit right in. Rachel says, very entertaining game. Bruins fan next to me was very complimentary of the team. Guy behind me spent a lot of time complaining about the ref. Glad we're going into the break with some good vibes. A, good on you, Rachel, for being at the game. Love hearing that. B, I'm glad that it was a good and positive experience for you for the most part with the fans in Boston. And I'm with you. Like, good vibes, they're important. They mean something in professional sports. Confidence is a very tricky and fickle thing at times. When you have confidence, everything's going in. When you have confidence and you're feeling it, you tend to get the bounces. The puck luck that goes away from you tends to find you in those moments. And when you don't have the confidence, we saw the Golden Knights through the month of January and early on in February, it was hard to come by goals. It was incredibly difficult to come by goals. And so if you can get that confidence going, and I know there's a 2-week break. I know the Golden Knights aren't playing until the 22nd of February. That's a long time, but I do think the vibes going into the break help you coming out of the break. And really, that's going to be the story of the Golden Knights season. It was an excellent start. We take that for granted at times, but that's what the Golden Knights do. That being said, what they do coming out of the Four Nations face-off break is going to make or break their season. They're in a great spot. The year that they won the Stanley Cup coming out of the break, they were excellent. They found a new gear. They found a new level. And I feel like, based on how they played on this road trip, they've gotten to that point. Now it's about sustaining it and finding it again as quickly as they can coming out of the break. We'll take a break, wrap things up next on the VGK postgame show. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights defeat the Boston Bruins 4-3. Comeback victory for the Vegas Golden Knights. Improved to 33-7-6, 72 points on the year. Next in action, Saturday, February 22nd, at home against the Vancouver Canucks. Text line always open for you. I have a personal text line going. Willie Ramirez, good friend of the show, sent in his play of the game. Big turning point in the game, however you want to phrase it. And as much as we tend to look at the misplays and the mishaps and the miscues inside of a game, we don't give equal credence to big moments that happen after those things. It's no doubt Ilya Samsonov, Morgan Geeky goal, he wants to make a different play, a different read. He wants to be stronger on that puck. And you're going to look at it and say the Golden Knights were able to come through despite that miscue from Ilya Samsonov. Well, Ilya Samsonov made a big-time stop on a 2-on-1 in the third period to allow the Golden Knights time. Willie reminded me of that. So good on you, Willie. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. But you're right on the money. As much as we look at the things that go against goaltenders, we don't give them enough credit for the big saves at the key moments, the key times inside of a game that they make. And to be honest, the Golden Knights don't come back and win this game without a couple of key stops from Samsonov, especially the one that he makes on that 2-on-1 in the third period. That's going to do it for us here on the VGK postgame show. Extended postgame show, your phone calls, that's coming up next. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor. You're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network postgame show. For the station staying on for more game highlights, interviews, and your phone calls coming up next at 702-876-1340. Good night, and thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network. It's the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Let your voice be heard by calling in at 702-876-1340. Now here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 4-3 the final. The Golden Knights defeat the Boston Bruins. Comeback victory for the Vegas Golden Knights. Improved to 33-17-6, 72 points on the year. Tied with the Edmonton Oilers for top spot in the Pacific Division. 702-876-1340 is the number. 702-876-1340. I want to hear from you. The Golden Knights have won back-to-back games for the first time since early January. They've won back-to-back games now heading into the Four Nations faceoff. It is another incredibly strong performance by Vegas. If you're a fan of this team, we're not going to have an opportunity for the next 2 weeks to have a conversation. So pick up the phone, dial the number, and let's get into it right now. 702-876-1340. Let's go out to the phone lines, bring in Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Well, if they talk puck luck again, you can roll your eyes if you want, but when a puck crosses 1 inch over the blue line, over the goalie line, and then later on an interference call is disallowed, and then you turn around and you score on a power play with 1 second left on the clock in the power. And I think puck luck may have gone our direction for a change here, as it did on Thursday. And all of a sudden, I'm not sure we want to go to the break. All of a sudden, it looks like a pretty good idea to keep playing, but nonetheless.
Oh, Mike, I'm having flashbacks. I am having flashbacks to a conversation that you and I had 2 years ago. 2 years ago, going into the bye week and the All-Star break, and you said, I don't know, I don't think that they want to take a break right now. Like, you could see that they were starting to turn the corner, and I said, Mike, let me tell you. They need a break. They need to take some time away from the game. It is a grind of a season. You just need to get away. And yeah. You said, well, we'll see. I don't know. Time will tell. And then they go on and win the Stanley Cup. So, Mike, it's great. It's great that you feel that way. But I'm telling you the same thing today as I told you 2 years ago, as I'm going to tell you every single year until the end of time. When you have the opportunity for a 7 to 10, 10 to 12 day break from the grind of an 82-game season, I don't care if you're on a 10-game win streak or if you've lost 10 games in a row. It is the perfect time for a break.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take the break. Although I understand, am I correct in this, that in the second week, players can drift back into City National and at least shoot the puck around without any coaches? Is that how you see it?
I'm sure that there will be practice time coming, like leading into that first game on the 22nd. I could not tell you. I do not know what the schedule is going to look like, but I'm sure that we'll get kind of a clearer idea of that in the next couple of days.
Well, the next game, next thing on the NHL docket is the Four Nations tournament, and I go on record and will continue to do so as saying it's a terrible idea, and I wish they didn't have it, but since they do, we already talked about Russia being a representative in the future, and it is an NHL-sanctioned event. So Russia could be there if the NHL wanted them to be. Also, what would you think about a team from the continent of Europe, like Europe Continental, where a Dreisaitl and a Hurdle could play and a lot of other good players?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on record, Mike. I loved the Team North America and the Team Europe in the World Cup of Hockey. I want to say 2016, somewhere in there. I'm all for it. But, you know, part of the reason why it's only four nations is you're trying to sneak in a small amount of games into a pretty wide open break in the schedule. So if you start adding more teams, then it's more games. Then you might need to bump that out to 2.5 weeks, and then it's really disruptive to the entire season.
Well, and the last one they held was in November. I don't remember it. Maybe you do, but you could perhaps reminisce about the 2016 Four Nations Tournament. One thing, one prediction that I will continue to make until it comes true, and it almost has to now, is that when we reassemble on February 22nd, Andrew Brunette will not be the coach of the Nashville Predators. I don't know what you guys think of that, but how much longer can they possibly go?
Season's lost, Mike. I don't think that you need to make a change right now. Thanks for the call. I don't know. I mean, listen, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I just think you got like 27 games on the other side of the break. The Predators aren't making the playoffs, so just ride it out and do your due diligence in the offseason if you're going to make a coaching change. 702-876-1340 is the number. Let's go back out to the phone lines, bring in Rita. Hey, Rita, how you doing?
Well, I'm good. Since you gave me a personal invitation to call, I did.
I mean, you always have a personal invitation to call, Rita.
Okay. First of all, to everybody out there, when Ryan read my text message and he changed the word,
yes,
saying, oh, what did you say instead?
Complained.
He said complained.
Yeah.
Y'all out there know what word I really used.
Yep, I had to clean it up.
Ryan, he can pivot real fast.
I had to clean it up. I had to clean it up, Rita.
Okay. Second, after we were down 2-0,
yep,
you already had people online writing off the whole game. For God's sakes, don't you guys pay attention? Haven't you watched this half the season? We could be down 2 now. We get down 3, yeah, I get a little worried. Down 2, fifth. That's just my lecture for the day. And, is there any... No, going to miss you guys. That's all else I wrote down.
Yeah.
And I hate the Oilers. I hope they drop out so bad, but it's not... We're going to take them out. Have a good week.
Oh, Rita, thanks so much. I love it when you call, so please call more often. The Golden Knights have shown an ability this season to come back in games. You're absolutely right. It will be a week and some change without the VGK Insider Show. We'll be off next week. We'll return Tuesday, February 18th, so kind of adjust your schedules accordingly. But, yeah, and as far as the Edmonton Oilers go, Rita doesn't like the Oilers. Rita, you're a gem. You're a beauty. I love it every time you call the post-game show. Let's go back out to the phone lines, bring in Taj. Hey, Taj, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I just want to give you guys a shout-out, a comeback win on the 4-3 win. That was a really crazy game.
What stood out to you about the game today?
What really stood out to me was that late goal, Tomas Hertl, the game-winning goal with the power play. That was really my favorite because we get the 2 points and we won in regulation. That's what's most crazy about it.
What do you what are you thinking about the Golden Knights at this point of the season? Are you bought into them being a Stanley Cup contender?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I really think we can win the Stanley Cup again. Seems like it.
All right, great stuff, Taj. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. 702-876-1340 is the number. Final opportunity for a couple of weeks to have your say on the Vegas Golden Knights. So we've got lines open. Dial the number. I want to hear from you today. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Bring in Rita. I'm sorry, not Rita, Stephanie. Okay. I am all over the place, Stephanie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Honestly, it's a compliment to be called Rita. So
it's fair point.
I want to be Rita when I'm a grown up.
Yes, I'll be honest. I'd like to be Rita when I grow up too. It's amazing.
Rita's the best. We all know this. So after sounding like an idiot after last post game, because I forgot there was one more game, pretty much just the same that this is another great game that they're actually going off into the break from. It was really good to see the resilience again. It's been kind of rough the last few weeks where if we go down a goal, it feels a little like tighter. Everybody's gripping their sticks too tight. Whereas at the beginning of the year, like how many times did we let the first goal happen? And, you know, even going down 2-0 and being able to, you know, get it back up to 2-1, going down 3-0 and still having the resilience to come back, tie it, and then score a goal, get that called back, and then score one again all within, like, a minute, and then hold them off when, honestly, I think we should have been awarded a goal when Howden got ripped, tackled, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
But just being able to hold on and finish out that game strong, love it.
Let me ask you, like, what does your Four Nations face-off break look like? Because, you know, you're a caller, avid caller after every game. What's the next two weeks going to be like for you?
Oh, I don't know. I have three kids playing hockey, so I'm going to have a whole lot of hockey in my life. And then,
yeah,
of course, I'm going to be trying to catch as much of the Four Nations face-off action as I can.
All right. I love it. Good stuff, Stephanie. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. And enjoy your time at the rink without any other obligations like, you know, games and post-game shows and calling in. 702-876-1340. That's the number. If you're a Golden Knights fan, I want to hear from you. It's our last opportunity until Saturday, February 22nd, when the Golden Knights return to action to take on the Vancouver Canucks. We're back with more in a moment on the extended post-game show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Hey, extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas. 4-3 the final. The Golden Knights defeat the Boston Bruins. Improved to 33-17-6, 72 points on the year. Next in action for Saturday, February 22nd, against the Vancouver Canucks at home. So a two-week break for the Vegas Golden Knights. Final opportunity for us to have a conversation before that game. 702-876-1340 is the number. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Bring in Rick. Hey, Rick, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Unique perspective for me because I'm from the Bay Area and got to see Thomas Hurdle play in his first 10 and a half years.
Yeah.
You've got a great player there. He's an excellent player, but a better person. And I think you'll find that out as time goes on. His ability to score is unbelievable when he doesn't have to play center. And I just marvel at his goal today with 1 second left on a power play to get you guys that win. It's just amazing how when he doesn't have to play center and he can play the wing and focus more on the scoring, it's there for him, and it's still there after 11 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a great player and a fantastic addition, and thank you, Rick, for the call. I appreciate that. I love to hear that from the Bay Area as well when it comes to Hurdle, because, and obviously, you'd love to still have the player, but it's a great opportunity in front of Tomas Hurdle, and it's helped kind of speed up the rebuild process with the Sharks. But, you know, ironically enough, Hurdle's been down the middle for a while now with the Golden Knights, and I just think that he's fully healthy. And a fully healthy Tomas Hurdle is a difference maker. We've seen it night in and night out for the Golden Knights, and today was no exception as he's got the game-winning goal on the power play for Vegas. Let's go back out to the phone lines, bring in Marianne. Hey, Marianne, how you doing?
Hi, Ryan. I'm just doing fantastic. I just want all the fans to know, even though I don't call in all the time, I've got the people like going just like Rita does. And with us as fans and our guys, they will not lose. I mean, they're going to be Stanley Cup champions again. And if they have a bad game, so does everybody else when they work sometimes. So just everybody stay positive. This is all I can say.
All right. Love it, Marianne. Thanks so much for the call. Always the beacon of positivity on this program. Never, ever wavering in your support of the Vegas Golden Knights. 702-876-1340. Let's go back out to the phone lines, bring in Steven. Hey, Steven, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ryan. How about yourself? Long-time listener, first-time caller this year.
Awesome.
Been loving the show this year, too, and been frustrated with this funk, but I tell you what, Ryan, this is the kind of game that I've been waiting for the Knights to have for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. You get the feeling that because they had to battle so hard in this game that they were able to fight back and get this win, that this could be the end of funk, like just like a funk buster type of game?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would argue that this road trip in and of itself kind of felt like that for me. I know that results are king, right? Like, results are the only thing that matter. It's professional sports. You don't win and lose in terms of having the right process but not having the results. But from a process perspective on this road trip, the Golden Knights were excellent. And what you got in New Jersey and certainly today in Boston was a payoff of how they've been playing really for the last week or so.
For sure, for sure. I'm in agreement with that. Like, the results probably weren't there in New York between both the Rangers and the Islanders. I think we should have won both those games, honestly. Just got goalied by Sorokin, and I'll have to give the Rangers credit for that third period. But, yeah, they have played pretty well on this road trip, like kind of quietly so. But in my opinion, because they were able to get a win like this in a comeback setting, that's going to just set the momentum going into this break. And I think coming out of the break, because the vibes really just got really picked up by getting a win like this, you're going to see a run, I think, after this. And they've shown in the past that coming out of these breaks, they can do just that. And I think this win was a precursor to that.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Steven. And I think kind of the main point here is that they put four on the board, right? Like, they scored four goals. And, you know, they've been really good defensively of late. It's been the goal scoring, the production that hasn't been there. The fact that they put four on the board should have them feeling really good when they resume play.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I don't even blame Tampa for giving up three tonight. Like, Boston, but one of those teams that they'll sneakily score goals on you, like, from crazy angles. They're hard shot to stop. So I don't even blame them for giving up three.
Yeah.
But, like, we played a really solid game, had a fight for this one. And I just think when you get a win like this, the vibes are going to be great coming out of it.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Steven. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. Make sure you call in more in the stretch run after the Four Nations face-off break. Take a break. Wrap it up next on the Extended Post Game Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the Extended Vegas Golden Knights Post Game Show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the Extended Post Game Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas. The Golden Knights come back from deficits of 2-0 and 3-1 to beat the Boston Bruins 4-3 in regulation on Tomas Hertl's power play goal late in the third period. Vegas improves to 33-17-6, 72 points on the year, and next in action Saturday, February 22nd, at home against the Vancouver Canucks. Golden Knights win back-to-back games for the first time since early January, and they hit the break on a high note, really putting together a strong performance on this four-game road trip and getting the results, the back half of it, in New Jersey and today in Boston. That's going to do it for me here on the Extended Post-Game Show. Thanks to Vanessa Alejos down here making sure everything sounds great. Thanks to Bobby Machado back in the studio for keeping us on the air. And thanks to you, our listeners and our callers. It is your post-game show. It's not as much fun for me without your calls and your input. Until February 22nd, 2 weeks from today. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you then right here on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Thanks for listening to the Extended Golden Knights Postgame Show on Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM, your home for the Vegas Golden Knights. Have a good night and drive safe.